So, as you may have recalled, I was actually just talking about the UNESCO report, so I'll just pick up where I was before. So, so I just feel really indulgent doing this now, but thank you. That's lovely. Thank you. Thank you. So, at the heart of the adult education sector is the meaningful grassroots community building, the community development, the individual empowerment, and the stronger families. And our partners in the adult and community education sector are the people and organisations that work at the forefront of what it means to be a community and to support and be inclusive of every single person in our community. So our seniors groups, our disability support groups, our neighbourhood houses, our English language classes and support groups for refugees, our men sheds, our literacy support groups, our women in education. These partners know, more than most, the needs of the community, not just for education, but for belonging, for engagement, for skills and support. And they play a vital role in developing social capital, building community capacity, encouraging social participation, and enhancing social cohesion. Adult Learners Week also incorporates International Literacy Day, which is celebrated annually on September the 8th. And we all know that greater levels of literacy contribute to increased levels of social cohesion and inclusion. It's quite shocking that it's estimated that one in three Australians have literacy levels so low as to make them vulnerable in employment and social exclusion. So we know that improving literacy levels can help end the cycle of disadvantage that impacts too many families and communities. And the Australian Government is committed to improving levels of literacy in Australia by funding and supporting programs dedicated to adult education. In this year's federal budget, the Government allocated over $300 million to the Adult Migrant English Program to support refugees and other migrants to learn English language and literacy skills to help them confidently participate socially and economically in Australia. And we've also provided over $103 million for the Skills for Education and Employment Program to improve eligible job seekers' language, literacy and numeracy skills through the provision of up to 800 hours of free accredited training. For Indigenous Australians, the issue of low literacy is much more prevalent. As Professor Jack Beetson, Executive Director of the Literacy for Life Foundation, says, one of the most basic human rights is the right to learn. To be literate is everybody's right, and it's the responsibility of the literate person to attend to that. He estimates that low levels of literacy in Indigenous communities are at a minimum of 40%, and in some communities, up to 80%. No Australian should be left behind when it comes to literacy and numeracy. And initiatives like Adult Learners Week promote learning, whether for personal fulfilment or retraining, for all Australians, whatever their age or stage of life they're at. I'd like to thank Adult Learning Australia for coordinating Adult Learners Week 2017. It's my pleasure to officially open Adult Learners Week, and I'm supposed to at this point introduce the video, but that may well have already started. No, it hasn't already started, in which case it's my pleasure to join you for a special screening of In My Own Words, which will be followed by a Q&A. Thank you very much.